The solstices are not just days on a calendar to Indigenous peoples. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rosalyn LaPierre, associate professor of environmental studies at the University of Montana, explains why.
The solstice is a regular and predictable astronomical event that occurs each year near December or June 21st. It marks the moment when the sun appears farthest away from the Earth's northern hemisphere and closest to the southern hemisphere, or vice versa. And it appears that the sun stands still, thus its Latin meaning. The solstice is not just a celestial event. It also marks the changing of seasons, from fall to winter or spring to summer. I am interested in learning how Indigenous people understood the natural world, especially their relationship with plants. Plants were part of their everyday lives, from food and medicine to materials used for clothing or building homes. Indigenous people had to understand the lives of plants, whether they were agricultural, pastoral, or hunter-gatherers. They did this, in part, by knowing astronomy. Some Indigenous people attached religious meaning to celestial events. Scholars theorize that Indigenous people probably held religious rituals to celebrate the solstice, such as the Indigenous peoples of Cahokia, an ancient city that existed from 600 to 1350 CE near present-day St. Louis. They erected wooden posts arranged in a large circle that is now called Woodhenge. This ceremonial structure aligned with celestial events, including the solstice. Whether it was ritualized or not, the solstice played an important role in the lives of Indigenous people and their understanding of the natural world.
And that was Rosalyn LaPierre of the University of Montana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.